This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
At long last, Bob Gibson joins us in studio, and thank you for rushing back. You rushed back from Northern Virginia for us, and we certainly appreciate it.
Unlike your last guest, I didn't intend to test any laws on the weather.
So. Well, you got to watch it too, especially going through Greene County. You got to be careful.
Very much.
Yeah. Now you were up. Well, let's just start with yesterday. You did see the debate yesterday, and then
right.
You were up today for the debate in Northern Virginia.
Right. 24 hours later, they were very similar. Very similar debates, centering on the war in Iraq, centering on whether or not another major difference between them is whether or not George Allen and Jim Webb would have the U.S. government talk to Iran and talk to Syria as they try to solve the Iraqi problems. Jim Webb says they should talk to Syria, they should talk to Iran, and George Allen went out of his way to say, no, they shouldn't. These are state sponsors of terrorism. We shouldn't be talking to these guys.
Now, that really helps. See, I always look for those kind of things for a voter, for the folks out there who say, oh, there's no difference between the candidates anymore. They're all the same, sort of the Nader approach. There's just the right and the left of one big business party. But I always like to focus in on things that really throw the candidates into contrast, and this is another good example in this race where there are a few big contrasts between these guys.
That's one. Of course, getting into the war in Iraq is what Jim Webb calls a great strategic blunder. And George Allen says, well, this isn't a one-issue race. This isn't a one-issue campaign. So George is saying, in effect, you know, don't just look at Iraq. Look at all the issues. Look at my record as governor of Virginia. Look, you know me. Look at the jobs I've created in Virginia. Look at the low tax situation I've got that's pro-business in this state and that I favor. And then there's also the other track of attack character. And they did it again today when they got into Jim Webb's writings back in 1979 about the women at the Naval Academy. And George pressed him on that pretty hard, saying that, you know, you've offended these women. These women are still offended. You haven't really apologized. And Webb went out of his way again to apologize, not for what he said in the articles about women in combat, but for the tone of the articles. So, again, it was sort of a replay of yesterday in that sense.
Yeah, let's play that real quick. Webb yesterday in Meet the Press talking about this very issue.
This article was brandished repeatedly by our male upperclassmen. They quoted it, and they used it as an excuse to mistreat us.
Now, you issued a statement and said, to the extent my writing caused hardship, you were sorry. And Ms. Murray has sent me a letter saying, that's not enough. It's not to the extent that my writing caused hardship. The content of the article was just plain wrong, and Mr. Webb should say that. Do you agree?
This article was written from the perspective of a Marine rifle platoon and company commander, and to that extent, I think it was way too narrowly based.
Was it wrong?
I don't think it was wrong to participate in the debate at that time. It's been 27 years. It's a magazine article, and it's something, if I may say, I'm fully comfortable with the roles of women in the military today. I've been all around the world at the request of many women commanders. This issue was vetted twice in Senate confirmation hearings, 1984, 1987. In both times, I expressed my views on women in military billets. And when I was Secretary of the Navy, on my own initiative, I put together...
That's Jim Webb yesterday during Meet the Press. This is the biggest, the macaca is the big thing upon which George Allen seems to be vulnerable right now. And then, of course, back in time, the Confederate flag and the noose in his office, all of which they talked about yesterday. But on the website, this seems to be the issue that they sort of the little scab they seem to be poking at a lot.
Well, this press conference was organized among the five Naval Academy women graduates by the Allen campaign and promoted by the Allen campaign.
Interesting. So the Allen campaign
all
this together.
Got these women together to come out and say, we are still, this many years later, offended by the tone of your article because we were harassed as a women midshipmen at the Naval Academy in Annapolis. So Jim Webb was saying, again, I apologize for the tone, but I am really comfortable with the role of women in the military now, and I think that ought to be a military decision. So he didn't back down from what he said. He backed down from the tone. He apologized. He even called it, and this was kind of a strange moment in the debate today. He said, So, George, this is my macaca moment. As if you're hitting me with this as, you know, payback for your own mistake on yeah. macaca comments.
I find it, I was watching the debate yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, why is it that these guys, because to me it's a sign of great leadership if someone can say, hey, I can admit when I'm wrong, and I know when I'm wrong, and I'm the very first one to recognize it, and then to move on and figure out. But these guys just seem to be so reluctant to say, hey, there's you know what, ethic. I was wrong there.
There's an ethic in politics today, the way that the game is played, that you don't admit too many mistakes. It's unfortunate because, you know, we all make mistakes.
Sure.
Candidates make mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Office holders make mistakes. But, you know, does President Bush make a mistake? Does he acknowledge it? Does George Allen? You know, George Allen is still pretty much down the line on the war in Iraq with President Bush.
Yeah.
They aren't admitting too many mistakes.
Yeah. It was, what was the, any big headlines to come out of the debate today? Of course, just to remind folks, there was the, nationally broadcast debate yesterday on Meet the Press, but another debate today, in front of the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, and, Daily Progress political reporter Bob Gibson, who's in studio now, attended that debate today.
It was very much a replay of yesterday in terms of the major themes. They spent a lot of time on Iraq. They spent a lot of time on character. They didn't, hit a lot of new ground. There was one question from an anchor on one of the Washington TV stations about George Allen and whether or not his mother had Jewish roots growing up in Tunisia in North Africa. And the audience booed Mrs. Fox, who asked the question.
Wow.
You know, they really got down on that question as, you know, sort of inappropriate for the forum. And George said, I hope you're not bringing my mother into this. Got a little bit defensive.
Yeah.
They were both defensive today. And I think each of them got past their macaca moment and their, you know, writing about women in the military. I think they explained themselves better than they had before, and they appealed to their constituencies to basically say, you know, accept the apology as far as it goes.
Yeah. Now, Allen does have an excellent point in that so much stuff, so many issues are going undiscussed. I mean, I was shocked yesterday that Russert stayed on this Iraq stuff for almost the entire debate, when there's so many other issues that are before the Congress that a senator from Virginia is going to have to weigh in on.
And I think we'll see that at the next debate. That's going to be televised across Virginia. One more debate, October 9th, from the PBS station in Richmond. The television program will emanate. It'll be picked up by Channel 29 and a number of TV stations around Virginia. So I think a lot of Virginia voters will have a chance that Monday evening, October 9th, to watch this live.
Right. So how do you think these back-to-back debates yesterday and today are going to affect these campaigns?
I don't think the nature of the campaign has changed. I think each candidate got across the message he wanted to get across yesterday on Tim Russert, Meet the Press, and today with George Stephanopoulos, the host, moderator, and three questioners, including Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, for the Fairfax Chamber of Commerce debate. I think they each satisfied their constituents and tried to appeal to people who they normally appeal to. And would appeal to.
Yeah, and are you struck by the fact that and I could be wrong here, does it seem like the Allen campaign is going negative pretty quickly post-Macaca as a part of the recovery from Macaca?
Well, George did go out of his way to attack Jim Webb for using Ronald Reagan's image in his TV commercial, calling it very misleading and saying he's not respecting women, i.e., Nancy Reagan, because he's not acceding to her request to pull that ad. And Jim Webb said after the debate, I'm using Ronald Reagan saying honest things in a positive way about me, the same way George Allen uses Ronald Reagan saying honest things, positive things about him. So, you know, I don't think that is going to be a major factor in this campaign. It upsets Republicans, obviously, that, you know, Nancy Reagan's words are being ignored by Jim Webb as far as the use of Ronald Reagan's image, but I don't think it's going to affect that many votes.
Yeah. Do you think it's a tactical error to be that Webb would do that? I had somebody tell me, oh, you know, that's so dumb. He's going to he's going to tick off a lot of the Democrats out there, and I happen to believe, well, the Democrats are already going to vote for him. He's trying to win over a lot of those moderate Republicans, those Democrat Republicans.
Yeah, you could argue the Reagan Democrats he's appealing to, he's saying, come on back to the fold
right, right.
with me. The Republican Party that we were in for the longest time since Vietnam has changed. And, President Bush is not the leader that Ronald Reagan was for the Republicans.
I thought it was interesting yesterday when Russert was sort of pressing Allen to make a pledge that he would not seek that if he won the Senate seat from Virginia again for a second term, that he would not seek the Republican nomination for president. And Allen basically did not pledge that. He wouldn't pledge that.
I think that was Allen's mistake in yesterday's debate. He had an opportunity to say, I want to serve as your senator for 6 years. And he didn't say it. He said, I want to serve you in Washington for 6 years.
Yeah, he said, I pledge to serve the Virginians in Washington for 6 years.
Leaving very much open the possibility that he's still going to abandon the Senate in 2 years if he gets the Republican nomination, and he will pursue the Republican nomination for president. I'm not sure how much that helps him in this campaign to be, on this double track still, where he's eyeing 08 and yet running in 06.
Yeah, and of course, anybody who knows anything about the way things work in Washington, if you have a senator who's really focused on a presidential campaign, they're persona non grata. They're not in the office. They're not providing leadership in the office. If you don't have a good staff, constituent service is going to fail.
Well, I would argue that it really affects issues. And you saw it today again in the debate on the stem cell research, where George Allen, who in 2001 voted for federal funding for stem cell research, today said, I would never vote for federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, because I don't believe that an embryo should be created or killed, allowed to a life to expire. So, again, I think that may be related to his 08 aspirations to appeal to a very strong base in the Republican Party, saying, we don't want embryonic stem cell research funded by the federal government. And George was kind of saying, well, look, there's adult stem cell research and advances in science are so great that we can do with that everything we can do with embryonic stem cell research. And Jim Webb was saying, no,
that's not true scientifically. No, it's not.
Scientists are saying we can't do everything.
Yeah.
And we ought to use these embryonic stem cells for research.
Yeah. Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Thank you, sir. We always look forward to having you in here. And
thank you.
Will look forward to your articles about these debates.
Two fun debates. They were both very good yesterday and today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Bob Gibson, political reporter for the Charlottesville Daily Progress. We are going to take a break, folks, for CBS News here at the top of the hour. A little local news and weather. We'll be back with Karen Kolber, political consultant here in the Commonwealth. Continue our political discussion. Phone lines are open, 977-1070. We look forward to you joining the conversation. This is Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.